Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up? This is Stacy, and this is, what are we today? You Are Creators, and this is Wednesday, the 24th of April, and I'd like to thank you for joining me, and this is my You Are Creator series, because we really simply are. And let me turn this down. See, I'm creating so much, I got too much shit going on, because when you be creating, you got too much going on. And you can do shit, and you can have fun. And that's what life's about. Life's about winning and having fun. Charlie Sheen might be a crazy high, motherfucker, but when he talks about winning, that's an attitude that fool carries, that he can just walk through this world. It ain't got nothing to do with being white or black or whatever your circumstance, and we need to get off of that, black people, because you are who you are because of the way you think. And you are creators, and we are creators. And there's a couple of things that I just got to share with people that's really ready to just move to the next step in their life. And the good thing about when you real about you and what you do and what you do, you don't need nobody's money. And that's the one thing I've learned from the people that I've been studying from. You don't need no ties. You don't need no money. You don't need no CCC East, North, South, and West. And the nigga ain't even there at one of them on time. But he got four of them. You don't need all of that. All of that is isms. Okay? And we go to our isms because we were taught to ism our whole life. I was taught to ism. My parents spent good money isming their 11 kids, but it's not about that. And I'm so proud and I'm happy that I live in this time where knowledge is readily available and we can learn and we can grow and we can get truth. And because the one thing about truth, truth is truth, and it hits you, and when you hear it and when you know it, if you feel it and you know it. And I was always a person that, I, on the other hand, always knew bullshit when it was facing me. And so I guess I knew truth, too, because I knew bullshit. And so I turned that around to say, you know what? You know truth when it hits you because you can determine bullshit. And so you are creators. I am a creator. You are a creator. Your child is a creator. Your mama's a creator. The niggas in prison are even creators if they put their mind in the right place where it should be for the right reasons. You can have anything that you want. Because I'm a young woman of 48 years young that went through some shit. I mean, I've looked over my life these past 20 years. I've gone through some stuff, and I voluntarily put my shit through some stuff. You know, 99% of people would not have gone through voluntarily what I went through voluntarily. But because I know truth and I know God and I know God is for me and he's always been for me, there was some point in my life where I said, you know what, I'm just going to do this crazy shit and just roll the dice with Jesus Christ. Ooh, that was tight. And I did, and it works. And you are creators, and what we're talking about today, some of the stuff that I've learned, it helps you win. Everybody wants to win. Nobody wants to get up every day and hate the shit they do. Nobody wants to get up every day and roll over and look at a motherfucker they don't like. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to get married, to get divorced. Nobody wants some badass kids. Nobody wants any of that. And we don't have to have that. If we know who we are and know where we're from and know how to do what we do. And that's what this all of You Are Creator stuff is all about, is knowing how to do what we do. And so the first thing, in order to know and to be, there's a couple of things that I had to learn, and I'm so glad that I did. I learned how to pray. Pray and meditation, that's the same thing. Even when you go to sleep, you don't even realize that you are putting signals out there in your sleep. You are putting signals out there into the universe saying, this is what I'd like tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. You are doing that, and you don't even realize that just by the way you go to sleep. That's why I said don't let the sun fall on your anger. Okay, and there's a couple of ways you can even fix shit that's gone wrong in a day. You can go and revise the day before you go to sleep and have a yummy, yummy, fantastical feeling before you go to sleep. When you do that, you're saying, universe, this is what I would like tomorrow and next week and the day after that and the day after that. I had to learn that, and it's such a good thing. Like, we can program our minds to wake us up at the various times throughout the day, because I did it to prove it to myself. Well, I woke up a couple times because I was hot. But once I wasn't hot, I definitely woke up on time when I said, God, please wake me up at 5 o'clock. God, please wake me up at 3 o'clock, 2:55, 5:01. And that's when I realized, I'm up, after I flip-flopped around. So I was already up before. He answers our prayers. Ask and you shall receive, but you got to put yourself in that frame of being, because there is a particular frame of being that will immediately bring you what you need if you set a goal and you let all the bullshit set aside. And that's where 99.99% of anybody within the sound of my voice will fail, because nobody knows how to leave bullshit behind. I had to do that with people I gave birth to, that I spent all my money on. I had to tell them to go kiss my ass and go F they sell. But you have to do what you have to do, because that's what God's telling you to do, and it has paid off. All three of them love me right now like crazy, because I said, you know what? I'm your mother. I'm not your friend. God is putting this in me, and I'm going to win. And that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. Mr. Fireman's Fund, you don't give me my money. God does. So 3 years later, I'm making the same amount of money I was making for them, for me, by myself in my drawers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we are creators, and if we put ourselves in line with what God is about, and we put and we maintain the presence of God in our life, God will deliver every time, no matter what it is. If you put yourself in line with the presence of God, he will make it work for you every time. And you can even say, and in my world, because it'll work every time. Because you put yourself, again, you put yourself in the presence of God every time, and it works. And how do you put yourself in the presence of God every time? You do God's will. So when you're in a situation, in a circumstance, and you say you don't know what to do, you say, how is it with God? It is wonderful with God, because God is everything. When you drive your car, God made the technology that made this car. I'm going to get where I'm going and back, and no problem. I ain't going to have no traffic, because God, I'm in the presence of God, the creator of this car, and you and me and the ground and the asphalt and the sky and the wind and the stars and the dogs. You stop yourself 3-4 times a day like the Muslims, you know. Yeah, they stop and pray. Yeah, that's what you do. We all have this one thing that we don't freaking realize amongst us as human beings, is that we all come from one source. And it's because we think we this and we that and we something else. Oh, they black, they white, they Chinese, they Mexican. We all fucked up. Because when I go outside and I say, what's that, Jose? And I'm pointing at a tree, Jose say, that's a tree, Miss Stacy. Whoever. I don't want to be as racist as I tend to be. Everybody on God's green earth will see that tree. Because why? Because we come from the same source. We all fucked up because we trying to think we come from something else. For if you come from here, you come from there, and there's no way on God's green earth that we can agree. So we don't win. And the worst of us are black people. That's why I hope before I die, there's some way to get black people shit together. Because there's a big market for getting black people shit together. I'm so glad I'm black, because there's nobody that needs their shit together more than my people. I'm glad. I'm black. Thank you, Lord, for making me black. I didn't used to say that maybe 20 years ago. God damn it, why you make me a nigga? And why you have me last? That's what I used to say. No, thank God, because our people so messed up. And we've had long enough for somebody to raise their hand and say, you know what? But we too busy going to church and condemning each other and we can't help each other. And when you stand in the presence of God, all that shit falls to the wayside, because you realize that sorrowful looking fool right there is me. And if he's looking sorry, I'm sorry as he is. I just don't really, inside I'm just as sorry. Outside I'm flashy, but inside God see me just as sorry. God see me just as sorry, because I don't lift my hand to do shit for that brother. Oh, I'm flashy, and I can tell him what he ain't got, what I got. You just as sorry as his ass, because you ain't lifting no fingers. So let's practice the presence of God, because we want to win. And there's a couple of things, too, that you can do, that I do, that I've done, that we can do collectively to increase the power of God in us and our ability in everything that we do. And there's a couple of things. You always got to keep a positive mental attitude. One of my homies say, I miss you because you're so positive. Well, shit. I slept in the backseat of my Cadillac. I sleep in a nice place in Camarillo. Who's going to be negative after that? And one person was, but they no longer around. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you got to be grateful, too. When you maintain a positive mental attitude, you're always going to be grateful for stuff. And see, the thing is, you're a creator. And so you go throughout your day, and you think about the way that you really want your life to be. You don't think about what you've seen, because I'm not even the first one to say it. But black people are probably the last one on this bandwagon that, yeah, if you focus on what you see, they're going to continue to get more of what you see. So to win, in order to practice the presence to God, that's how you win, first of all. And so everything that you do, everything that I know this, God tested me 3 times with my computer this week. I was like, oh, shit, I got to go buy a computer. I was like, oh, no. I've been trained to, even when it looks bad, just say, God is working in this. I just go take a break. God, you know, you in computers. You made computers. Bill Gates didn't make that shit. You did. every time. I'm like, oh, thank you. He's trying to tell me, you know, go buy you one, you know. But it's never over. When you're always practicing the presence of God, it's always good. This Midas touch always happens. Felix always gets some shit out of his magic bag. When you practice the presence of God, you can't lose. So the magic of faith is knowing that I can practice the presence of God and I will never lose. And I need to stop and do that throughout my day. When I wake up in the morning, I say, God, infinite intelligence, Jesus, whatever you want to call it, but that one source, and you have to believe that there is only one power. There's no evil. There's no white people in trouble. There's only one power, and his name is God. There's only one power, and that nigga's name is God. Infinite intelligence, God, reality, whatever you want to call it. There's only one power, and it's good, and it's love. And so when you align yourself with that one power, you're going to get everything that that one power produces. We got all that other shit out there because a lot of people don't want to get in line with this one good power stuff. But then that's why they fail, and they fail every time. So the magic of faith is knowing a couple of things. There's only one power, and it's God. No other love. Like we'll let John Legend say, no other love. And you got to practice the presence of that power within your life. And it starts by understanding that there's one power. So the person you see, you need to be able to see God in the chair, in the bed. I'm looking at everything in my bedroom. In the Laker jersey, in the cell phone, in the picture of the Obamas, in the degrees, in the picture of my mom and daddy. And if there was a human in here, I'd have to see the presence of God in a human. And that is our hardest thing, and that's why most of us do not succeed, because we can only see the presence of God in humans that we like. That's why you all fucked off. I've learned that. I'm like, hey, I want good. I bought a little Corvette in the hope that I'm going to buy a life-size one before my 49th birthday. You feel me? I'm not going to let any feelings I have about anybody that has fucked me over or vice versa keep me from what I know God has for me. I can have everything God has if I practice his presence daily within my life. If I go in the store and say, God, come on now, we got to get the stuff on sale and everything, you know, and get out quick. It happens. It works. So the magic of faith, understanding that there's only one power and you need to practice his presence. Okay, let me see some notes. I never read my notes. The I ams. Every time you say I am, if you read your Bible, if you go to church, the I am is God's name, right? I am who I am. So you need to practice every day. God, this is what you say. And before you go to bed, you need to have that feeling of that person that you want to be and say, God, this is the person I want to be. I'm going to bed in dreamy land right now. When I want to have a dream, God, that I feel exactly this way. And you got to involve your feelings and say, God, this is what I want to feel. How would I feel if I did make $2,000 every week? Oh, my God, I would feel so happy. This is how I would feel. And this is what I would do. And this is what Jesse would say. And this is what Freddie, and I just have dreams of everybody asking me for money. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So if I did, you know, I'm getting there, though. And that's the funny part. I'm getting there. I mean, I was lucky to make enough to get a roach-infested motel. I got big bucks now because I believe and I feel and I know that God is love and he wants good for me. I provided for my children. There's no way in hell he's going to leave me out in the street. But you know what I'm saying? You got to understand. God brought you to this world to be the biggest expression of him. How is it with God? If in your life, if it's not how you imagine it would be with God, then it's off. You're not thinking right. And because you're not thinking right, you're not living right. How is it with God? How is it with God? It's wonderful. And well, if it's wonderful with God, then it should be fantastic with you, because you are made in his likeness and his image, and you are supposed to prosper because that's why you're here. And your goodness, there's not enough goodness, because there's all this shit that's going on in the world. The way this world is our collectiveness on what God, the representation of God on the earth. So God ain't really being represented in a good way. But in my life, in my house, in my world, yes, he is 1,000%, and that's all I could do. And then say, hey, look, this is what I learned about God. He's not some fake dude that just judge you because you make mistakes. He's here to see how wonderful and how limitless you can live your life. That's who God really is. That's who God truly is. And to win and to know and to do, I mean, you got to live, you got to see life different. And a lot of us can't, 99% of us can't, but those of us that do and can, you're going to prosper, you're going to be good, you're going to have everything you need, because everybody wants to win. My son, when he knew I was getting my place, he said, oh, Mom, you winning. I'm like, yep, because that's my mindset. I've always won. But God had to take me to this level to know and to find out and to want to know who he really is. Because you got to sacrifice a lot to know who God really is. That's what I tell everybody. Hey, you want something done? Don't take nobody's first answer. Because that first answer for everybody is going to be no. So go in there in your presence of God and say, God got the answer to all of it. That's how I approach everything. Every time I do somebody's estimate, I'm an estimator. I'm a top notch. Everything I estimate, fools win. And they've been winning since November. Because God made numbers. God is numbers. I'm numbers. What? Me and God together can't get the right number every time? I think we can. And when you can make $850 a day, you're doing pretty goddamn good. And that's practicing the presence of God and knowing that God wants the best for me. And not only that, I'm going to give my best. When God blesses me, I'm going to put my best into that shit, and I'm going to be grateful for it and know that it's only come because God has blessed me. I asked him, and he's blessed me. This ain't no game. Nothing comes for free. So if God blesses you with freedom, you better act like you respect that shit and do for people and bless people and don't be selfish. If God blesses you the way you can do what the hell you want to do on a regular basis these days, you better give it up and get somebody else just as free as your ass is. That's all I'm trying to say. So I don't know how long we got, but the magic of faith. There's about 6 parts to this. You want to be your good self? Practice the presence of God every day, all day long. Take time out, go to the bathroom, and just sit down and just get quiet. Practicing the presence of God is being quiet somewhere, if you can do that. If you can be quiet, you half there. If you can be in silence, that's where you'll find God. In silence and peace and love, that's where you're going to find him. So you want to know how God protects you? I ain't even been drinking yet. You want to know how God protects you? Read the 23rd or the 91st Psalm every day, each day, and say the stuff, because you are an emotional being. Your body, your mind, your soul, it feels what you say. It believes more about what you say about yourself than about what you say about other people. So use your I ams. I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. I am. Go to sleep with that on your mind. God will make it come to pass because those are principles in line with him. Practice the presence of God. God is life. Promote life. Don't judge people. Let people live the life they want to live. Because you want to live, let people live the life that they want to live. God is limitless. Let people be limitless, whether you're your mama, your kids, your gay mama, your gay kids, whatever it is. Let people live. Love, that's another principle. That's another wonderful thing about God. He loves us. That's why you're here. And he finds beauty. He's made the most beautiful things on the face of the earth. and find beauty in everything that God's made. If you do those three things, you promote life, you love, and you see beauty in everything that God has made, you are in line with practicing the presence of God, and everything will come in line for you. You will begin to see light. You will begin to feel power, and you will be encompassed with so much peace that nobody can rock you, nobody can shake you, because you know God is with you. God is with me, and it's not, like I tell my daughter, it's not arrogance. It's confidence. There's a difference. It's arrogance to somebody that don't know who they are, because if they knew who they were, they'd be just as confident as you are, because it's the same God. You're just using the power that he's given you because you know how to use it. Knowledge is power only if you know how to use it. You feel me? So, the magic of faith is knowing that you can have everything you want, practicing the principles that God, that is our God, life, love, beauty. Want to increase your power and your ability to do anything on God's green earth? Continue to have a constructive mental attitude. Constructive means you're building, okay? You're building in your thoughts. You have thoughts that are building, not tearing people down. You have words that are building people, not tearing people down. That's a constructive mental attitude. From a constructive mental attitude, you'll have constructive, loving words. Have constructive imagery. See in your mind the wonderful things that you see yourself and your family doing. The things that you envision, the things that you think, the things that you say come to pass. And have constructive mental attitude in action. Put your attitude in action. Move, do, face, think, be, help, do, love, move, action. Put your constructive mental attitude into action. Practice the presence of God. God will live in you because he is you. He made you. He lives within you. He's like, when is this lazy fool going to use this power that was given to him back in 1958, 1964, 1983, 1991, 1927? You feel me? The magic of faith starts with the realization that there is only one power. It's not all the little shit you see on Facebook and all of this shit and all these realities. That's just entertainment for the ignorant. Okay, it's entertainment for us to know, look at this shit these other people watch. That's okay, because we love all types of people, but we know the real. We know that's not us, and we know it's entertainment. And we don't even bother watching it because we'd rather sit in the presence of God and get and say, please, I got this really situation tomorrow. I'm trying to make this $1,000, and I need to find this answer because I've already, you know, I need to make this $1,000, Lord. So I'm going to sit in your love and your presence, treat people good, have no ought against no one, and wake up in the morning with that answer. Practice the presence of God. The magic of faith is practicing the presence of God, knowing that your life should be about the promotion of others' lives, no judgment, fullness, limitless life, love, beauty, power, light, peace, woo, and barbecue. And I need to give me some satisfaction, like John Legend. Okay, constructive mental attitude, constructive thinking, constructive action. I love you. This is, you are creators, baby. And I'll be back when I'll be back, because I'll be off creating and shit. You feel me? And have a good everything, and I'm going to play the Love Doctor, because love is the thing that makes everything.